Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And Internet Essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Well, hello. Welcome to Fitness Revolution with Shay. I'm so excited to be here and to talk to everyone about some new exciting things. We're going to talk about one of my favorite things, mobility. As you know, you have aches and pains, you have tight hips, arms stiff, joints aching. Well, these are some great tips that will help you throughout everything. And if you don't know exactly what mobility is, I'm going to tell you. So listen up. So there's some great exercises that can get you moving in these winter months, especially as I always say here in Minnesota, we're stiff, we can't move as much, can't get outside, but this is great for better movement and performance. And I know it's the new buzzword, right? Mobility, but the concept is not new. It's been around forever. So what exactly is mobility? It is the ability to move freely through specific range of motion so that you are pain-free, everything is moving smoothly in areas of fitness. So that's the best thing. So my fun little friend Cameron wanted to know, she said, is dancing exercise? Absolutely. That's all part of mobility. So I want you to know that everything that you're doing is part of that mobility if you're moving your body. But I want to give you some certain tips and some certain exercises that you'll understand why you need to do them and how you can incorporate them into your daily regimen. So the first one is a kettlebell arm bar. So some of you are like, what's a kettlebell? So if you go to your local gym, they're going to have them. They're usually next to your free weights. They are amazing. You can start slow. You can actually take a class, which is great. And what that's going to help if you do a kettlebell arm ball is your shoulder stability. So that's going to help with that rotator cuff. So if you have, like, I have a click. If you ever listen, I always have a click from just doing so much, as a fitness instructor, I'm always moving, I'm always lifting. So things like that. So grab a kettlebell with two hands, roll it, move your arms up and down. You know, nothing ever do you do with mobility is fast. So you just want to, move slowly and get those arms moving. And that's going to help with that mobility and motion. Next is a lateral lunge. Lateral lunge, great, great, great. Lateral lunge helps develop strength and stability and balance. As you all know, your balance is in your core, so you need to have a strong core. So this is going to improve, your side-to-side motion, right? So if you're kind of feeling not balanced, that's where you want to do your lateral lunges on the ground and get that movement to be able to twist and move and loosen that up. It really helps, like, if you have groin injuries, so I highly recommend that and improving overall that hip action. So I know my hips are really, 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 really tight, really tight. So love that. Yes, yes. So another one, half kneeling arm rotation. A lot of times what you can do with that, this is like for like those vulnerable joints. So you can use a band, a resistant band. So if you're not sure where you can get one at TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Five Below. They're usually literally between $5 and $10. You can get a package of them. And they're great. So what you're doing with that is you're trying to rotate 180 degrees that socket of your ball. So when in doubt, if you're not sure, always Google it. You can Google half kneeling arm rotation. As a result, you're going to be improving and reinforcing the ability to strengthen that ball motion. So, which we need. And so it's a slow motion. Like I said, when you're doing these, make sure you're taking time to move slow. Do not rush through it. Take your time. Make sure you're inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your mouth. Get a group of friends, get your kids. So it's really going to help with everything. It's a great like rehab exercise to come back from a shoulder injury if you're concerned with that and having problems with that. The next one is one of my favorite ones. It's called a walking Spider-Man with a hip lift overhead reach. I'll say that again because that was a lot, right? They're like, Shay, what are you talking about? Walking Spider-Man with hip lift and overhead reach, right? So what is that? It's going to help with movements, and it's going to help with like warming up your body, right? So you're on the floor, you're going to get hamstring flexibility, you're going to get hip flexor strength, you're going to get the abductors, all of that. You're on the floor, you are moving. This is referred to as sometimes called the, what do they call it? The microwave, because it warms you up in a hurry, right? So if you're cold, you're on the ground, you usually do like 5 reps on each side and will have you going. It targets your ankle, your hip, your shoulder, and all that mobility. So it's really, really good. And once again, it's called the Walking Spider-Man with hip lift and overhead reach. Look it up. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And you're like, oh, Shay warmed me up today. Here we go. Here we go. Let's get this day started, right? Another mobilization exercise is the three-way ankle. The three-way ankle, which you don't hear a lot about, right? We never talk about strengthening our ankles and why we should strengthen our ankles, right? Well, as we know, besides our core, what are we walking on? Our feet, but the ankle. Without any ankles, we can't walk, right? So this restores the stiffness in the ankles, right? It improves on, deeper squats. So like if you're having stiffness in your squats, if you're like squatting down, you can't, it will be better positioned in your squat. So keeping that core tight and improving in that. And then any ankle injuries, you know, if you sprained your ankle, if you broke your ankle, this will help. So look it up, three-way ankle joint mobilization. So it's a really good one. It's easy. You can do it at home. You can do it on your chair. You could do it at work, you know, any of that. Another good one is the seated 99 hip with reach. So once again, we're digging into those hips. The lack of internal rotation is very, we don't move our hips as much as we think we should, or we think we are, but we're not moving, right? And we compensate with the lack of hip rotations, which causes injuries all the time, right? As you see, people have hip injuries younger now than they used to, right? And what it is we are not moving those hips. We need to move those hips. So that's a sitting on the ground, and they're called 90-90s. And it's really easy exercise. It's very slow. So when I'm saying moving slow, you're even moving slower than I've been speaking of before. And this is going to be the ability to rotate efficiently at the hip joint. So moving those hips is crucial for healthy hips and prevents injuries. So get on that floor, do your 90-90s with your kids, with your family. After work, I like to do that because after I've been sitting or moving or in the car all day, I like to loosen those hips. And last but not least, the back to wall shoulder flexation, which is good. Good, good, good. So this is all about the shoulder blades, right? Behind the scene, I call it. Because everything, you know, we work on that front, but sometimes we forget about the back. So move it to the back and get yourself against your wall. What I love about mobility too, let me just put this in here, is that you don't need anything to, you know, move. You don't need anything. So this is why it is imperative that you do these exercises. But this one, your back is against the wall. And what we're improving on overall is to train the mobility in those shoulders, right? That get tight. So you want to have good form. You know, people are hunched over. You want to roll your shoulders back, press that low back against the wall, and you're going to be moving those arms up and down to help with those overall movements. We're always lifting things. We're always moving over. You know, you have overhead squats, presses, whether you're lifting something in your kitchen or something in a garage, you want to improve that, right? And it creates good form so you do not eventually, you could hurt your low back. So it really is really easy to do. You just need your wall and you need to move slowly about 6 to 8 inches. And that is called the back to wall shoulder. So those are your mobility exercises for the week. I hope they help your everyday life. I hope it helps your family. I hope you're moving. I hope you in these cold months understand the importance that you can incorporate these into. It takes about 10 minutes. You don't have to do them all, but maybe take one each day, incorporate it, and then enhance every day. As always, I'm so excited that I get to share with you these tips. I am Coach Shay. This is Fitness Revolution. And always inhale the positive, exhale the negative. See you soon.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
COVID-19 cases are on the rise because of this Omicron variant, and hospitals are filling up. But we've got the tools we need this time around to slow down transmission.
When you're out and about with your family, don't forget to mask up, whether you're vaccinated or not. And washing your hands a lot is always a good idea. Health experts say putting on a mask and hand washing reduces the risk of getting sick. It also decreases the likelihood of new COVID strains popping up. If you feel sick, get tested for COVID so you don't spread it to your family. Now listen, if y'all haven't been vaccinated yet, get the shot. Ramsey County Public Health has made it easy to do because they've got free COVID vaccine clinics that are easy to use. To find one near you, go to their website at ramseycounty.us/COVID vaccine. Or give them a call at 651-266-1190.
Let's all do our part to stay safe and stop the spread.
I'm Melissa with The Greenery Minneapolis, and we are a plant shop and mercantile. We primarily work with houseplants and houseplant accompaniments. I'm incredibly grateful to be a RISE recipient. It came at exactly the right time. I was needing the buffer income to be able to execute my vision. And the grant has allowed us the capabilities to bulk up our inventory and to be able to catch up on some of the things that we might have gotten behind on just in the transition from moving from one space to the next. And this is really giving us the leverage and the resources to continue to move forward.